What's up, baby? This is Chris Johnson.
I've worked in radio for 10 years, and before I worked in radio, I had an internship in radio. It was a promotions internship, and promotions sucks. It's awful. There are good people that work in the promotions department. I fucking hate promotions. I couldn't do it. I had no idea what the fuck I was getting myself into. I work in the technical department now, right? You know, I work in front of the audio board. I answer phone calls. I'm on the air. I do shit like that. Promotions is shit. Like when some fucking douchebag morning zoo DJ is like, "Hey everybody, we are at the grocery store this morning from 5 to noon. Why don't you stop by and say hello?" Out there, that's where the promotions people go. With fucking, like, stickers that they pass out, and that goddamn prize wheel that these Neanderthal heathen fucks always come up and spin because they want a free t-shirt and a fucking keychain. Some fucking asshole losers. So you're out there just interacting with people all the time, which, if you've listened to any other podcasts, you know that I'm not very good at that. I don't like to do that. I don't like to be out in public. I don't want to interact with anybody, right? Everybody got, like, assigned specific events that they had to do. And I did this one event at this one shitty fucking bar downtown. And it was so fucking long. It was a long night. It was like 3 to fucking midnight every night. There's live like blues music there. It was like, "Hey, it's blues and barbecue with motorbikes," or some shit like that. Some douchey cutesy fucking name. And it was awful. It was so bad. Working at the bar at night though was interesting. I don't go to bars. I don't like bars. I've spoken about this before. I mean, I occasionally set foot in a bar, you know, but I don't want to be there for long periods of time. It's different when you're working there because you fucking have to be there. So you're kind of just watching all these schmucks come in and out. A couple times, like bachelorette parties rolled in there. I don't really get them. I don't get like one night of debauchery before you're getting married. They all have like dumb fucking slogans like, "That's a one last fling before the ring." Oh, I get it. It's fucking dumb. Stop it. You're a fucking adult. Cut that shit out. It's fucking embarrassing. But when the bachelorette parties would roll into the bar, like, you knew some shit was going to go down, right? Here's something I can get behind. Like, what? Something fucking crazy is going to go down here. This group of women walks in one day. They had, like, they're doing all these, like, dumb games. I don't really understand what the games are. But they wanted you to take part in the games. And, okay. What are we doing here? What's going on? You had to, like, they were wearing, like, she had, like, these fucking lifesavers, like, fucking, like, all over her goddamn body. You know what I mean? Like, they were, like, taped there. Like that old fucking paper candy, you'd fucking bite it off. And the thing was, like, "Hey, yo, what's your name? I'm Chris. Hey, you gotta fucking come out here on the dance floor and bite one of these goddamn lifesavers off." So I fucking did it, you know? I fucking, like, got in there and, you know, right down that fucking, you know, lower back area. Just bite that shit right off there. Thought it was going to crack a goddamn tooth. Okay, the game's over, right? Game's over. You know, I got down there and, you know, I bit a fucking lifesaver off you, and all the broads cheered. Like, "Woo! Look at this fucking guy. Holy shit." Game wasn't over. You know what the next part of the game was? Game was take this magic marker and write your fucking name and phone number on this girl's body, right? And then, like, you know, you're trying to think, like, fuck, do I write my own number? What am I gonna write? But, like, I couldn't think of, like, a fake number fast enough. So I ended up writing my own phone number on this. I signed her fucking tits with my name and my phone number. I take the magic marker. I write Chris, you know, 555-5555. Boom. Right there, a little punctuation marker right above the nipple. You know, just throw that shit right in there. And she's like, "Okay, give me a kiss." Oh, what the fuck? Give you a kiss. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you settle down, son. You're suave. You can fucking deal with this. Just go in there and give her a fucking peck on the cheek. You know, be a gentleman. Be as gentlemanly as you can be, having just bit a lifesaver off of her ass and signed her tits with your name and phone number. So just, you go in there, nice peck on the cheek. She was fucking having none of it. I'm going in there. She's like, "Mm-mm-mm." You know, just fucking moved along with me. Pow! Right in the fucking lips. Now, there was no tongue involved, but it was a goddamn lip kiss, motherfucker. I don't know how to react to that. I was like, "Ooh, that was good. Have a good night. Don't tell your husband." Oh, okay. And then I started thinking, like, don't tell your husband. Like, you know how many fucking lips those lips have been on? Jesus Christ, how many fucking, and maybe dicks too? You know what I mean? I think I probably could have gotten fucking gonorrhea of the mouth just right there. Got a fucking STD just by that goddamn kiss. So I'm home the next day, and my girlfriend's like, "So how was the internship last night?" I'm like, "I might be getting a phone call." And she's like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Would you give out your number? What are you talking?" Like, well, I kind of did. Right, listen. All right, listen. This is going to sound a little weird. But, you know, last night, I bit a lifesaver off some girl's ass. I signed her tits with a marker, and then I gave her a kiss in the face. Okay? But that's it. But nothing happened. You know what I mean? She's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And I thought, maybe you should have kept that quiet. Follow the podcast on Podbean or iTunes or Google Play or elsewhere, and check out the old Twitter feed @JohnsonHateYou.